It is like prayer, just my own personal analysis. A devotee is, I mean, some devotees, they are, as it seems, primarily but they are, to a large extent, putting weight on how you look, that you look bona fide, you know, you have the right clothes and you have the right hairstyle and you have the right the attributes and paraphernalia and stuff like that, right? The beads and the strings and the appearance and the behavior like that of a devotee, and that's also primarily how they judge other devotees. This is boring, but anyway, I'm tired. It was something that I really thought I could contribute here, but the point is that there may be a certain bewilderment, a lack of understanding what really a Vaishnava is, what it's really about. And thus, either that or fear or whatever, one stick to the externals, so to speak, because they are simple, right? It's much easier to relate to and understand and deal with a dress code or a routine behavior, so to speak, than the, you know, very deep and conscious aspects of what bhakti is, kind of a point here. Oh, I'm so tired. So look at me now. I'm becoming a serious, sincere Vaishnava. I am in that dress again. a bona fide. And then the newcomers, they learn that too. This is how I recognize a real devotee, a fixed up, advanced devotee. They look like devotees, right? They have a dhoti and the kurta, and so on. That's it, all right. And this way, there develops a kind of community or so around that. Well, there's a kind of, I think there must be today, a certain kind of bewilderment too. Especially in those who are more intelligent, because they have many questions, they may have doubts, they may have so many considerations. That may be regarding the actual deeper, you know, psychological or whatever behavior or mentality of those people who are dressed up the right way and in those positions of those who are, you know, bona fide. Those, I mean, this sounds terribly cynical and all of that, but it could be like that, that those who are especially sticking out as very visually distinguishable, bona fide looking Vaishnava looking kind of whatever the Vaishnava really looks like, as if a Vaishnava is actually about looking in a certain way. Those who, and we see the development here, those who today or in general stick out the most and are mostly, I'm saying the same thing again, right? Yeah, distinguished like that. Uh, may be those who haven't really understood or allow themselves to accept or understand or dare to deal with that level of what's going on inside, you know, the mind and all of that. And therefore they place the whole process of bhakti in the external field, so to speak, which means they might become and be people who are actually rather mentally or intellectually too challenged or underdeveloped, which in turn might explain the fact, I would say, that sometimes such people, you know, who might look perfectly pukka, may behave in ways that are not really nice and very strange. Too cultured, mature, healthy people. And they don't notice, they don't see it, because that's not where their consciousness is. So they continue behaving like that, and then they might have, you know, have be in positions that gives them a lot of respect, and no one dares to point out that. So they kind of fool themselves and fool others, and others fool them back by I can hardly find the English word. Genomat återkoppla. I should just go to sleep now. I'm really tired. I don't know where I want to go with these. Just thoughts I just needed to jot down here. And analyzing, not criticizing, but you know, why things turned out the way they did. Because there are strange things there. And strange people. Strange behavior. And strange outlooks too. Which I think is hampering the actual cultivation and spreading of being a Vaishnava, being a devotee, being a bhakti yogi, and all what that means, which is really about being a really good, kind and loving and intelligent person, caring and humble and so on. Sometimes all these inner personal qualities that are mentioned over and over in the literature written by Vaishnavas and shown by their examples are overlooked. And it's interesting, I mean, not interesting, but it's funny why that is so, but I think it is.